He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everybody out there. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our beautiful studio in Scottsdale, Arizona. It is February 28th. The Gadget Professor had a birthday 2 days ago. That was a lot of fun. And we're not going to talk too much about that. But here we are Thursday evening. Welcome to the Gadget Professor, where the show comes out every Thursday. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. This is a family-friendly show. You'll never hear a foul word unless I make a mistake or anything obscene on this show. It's a family show. Hopefully it's a lot of fun. We have an audio track and a video track. If you're new to the show, you want to subscribe to the show notes, and that's on our webpage, which is thegadgetprofessor.com, and you'll see that little brown box. If you click it, you'll be subscribed. If you have anything with an iPhone, iPod, iPad, you'll instantly get the show. You can always watch the show on the browser. I know last week we had some problems, I think, with the way I converted the file. I wasn't in the studio, and Mike's back, and Brad is back, and everybody's back in the studio. So this week I'm sure the conversion of the file before we upload it to the server shall be perfecto. Also, you want to subscribe to the show notes. The show notes, again, are on my website, thegadgetprofessor.com. And by subscribing to the show notes every Thursday evening, Arizona time, as soon as the show is posted, you'll be notified by a beautiful email that has all the things that we talked about in each show, hot links, so you just click it and you go right to the webpage. And it's simple to do. If you're old to viewing the Gadget Professor, welcome back. I'm so happy that you're here. Tell your friends, tell your family. I love having everybody watch the show. It's a lot of fun. We're actually heard in 153 countries around the world. So that's, I'm amazed at that. Anyway, we have an interesting show today. Not our normal show. We have a couple different things. I have an interesting video to show you. An interesting story to tell you, and today I think we will start off, you never know how we're going to start off here, by telling you that the code for the promo, on the promo page for the Mobio is still good. The folks at Mobio are very kind and generous. If you use the code TGP, the Gadget Professor, all lowercase, TGP, you will actually be able to get free shipping on all the Mobio products. So that's a great deal because, as I said, they're made of very hard, I don't know if it's steel, but they're very heavy, and certainly cost you some money to purchase those if you're going to have them shipped, which is the only way you're going to get them. So you might as well get the free shipping and use that promo code TGP, and it's Hello Mobio is the actual site. The other thing that I will mention to everybody, and I think we all know this by now, if you ever want to email me, you can email me any time of the day or night at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I answer all my email. If you want to find me on Twitter, it's @gadgetprofessor. I tweet probably 50, 60 times a day, all new gadgets, all kind of crazy stuff. And I'm now up and running on my favorite, not new favorite, but on my one of my favorite sites for sure now has rapidly become this Rebel Mouse. It's brand new, it's still in beta, and this is what my page looks like on Rebel Mouse, so you can follow me on Rebel Mouse, and it has everything that I tweet. It has all my beautiful photography. This week, actually yesterday, I posted a beautiful photograph, it's right here, of some turkeys walking across the road that I happened to catch last fall, and it was after Thanksgiving, so the turkeys were okay for at least another year. But this is a fun page. I really like Rebel Mouse. You'll want to check that out. And now I'm going to run a video for you talking about gadgets and cool things. And you know that I always like a gadget that's elegant in design, reasonable in cost, and has a lot of functionality. So I'm hoping this video will run. I didn't even tell Michael I was running it, but let's take a look at this video. This is for all you folks back east and in the snow belt. I know you're having a real rough time, but you'll want to check this video out. Let's see if we can get this to run. If not, Mike will insert the video, and here it is. And let me press play, and here's the video. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed that video. I know I did. It's a lot of fun. It's crazy stuff. I don't know what it costs. One of my friends back east sent me it and said I should host this. I should show this on the Gadget Professor. So I hope you enjoyed that. I got a kick out of it. That thing could have kept on going and done the whole neighborhood in about 5 minutes. So, hey, a lot of cool, smart people out there. And if I can find the inventor of that, I'll get him here in the Gadget Professor. Maybe I'll get a ride in it. But cool thing, robotic controlled snowplow. So you saw that first here on the Gadget Professor. Well, let's move right in to a couple cool things. Here's some free software for you that I think you'll enjoy. This is called Should I Remove It? Essentially what this is a program to purge your PC of program clutter. And typically people say, I don't have a clue of what I should remove or keep. Ever open up a Windows add remove program app and there are, you know, you're overwhelmed with all the stuff that's there? Well, this program is for you. Essentially, you download this on your computer and it will tell you in seconds what programs you should keep, what programs you should get rid of. It's totally free. It will be in the show notes. It's called Should I Remove It? Another cool program that people are recognizing now that they probably want, it's called SpotFlux. And what this is we all love the internet, but some people on the internet don't always return the favor. To avoid unpleasant surprise visits from viruses, malicious cookies, ID thefts, and hackers, introducing a new product called SpotFlux, the No Worries Super Protection app. This essentially makes your surfing the internet anonymous, and it does all kinds of cool things, totally free. You do want to check this out. It's something that you may want to just look into, I would think. I got an email this week and said, Dear GP, that stands for Gadget Professor, you're always showing us how to get free books on the internet, which I greatly appreciate. But Mary actually said, are there any audiobooks? Because I like to listen to audiobooks. Well, I did find a site called freeclassicaudiobooks.com. This will be in the show notes. And this is a place where you can get some cool classics. You can search alphabetically or I think by author or by narrator, I guess it would be. And they do have things for sale, but there are a number of things of books that you can get for free. And sometimes if you're flying or on a choo-choo train, it's nice to listen to an audiobook. So there's a free site for you. And now I'm going to show you something that I have recently started using a lot. And I might have mentioned it on one of the other prior episodes, but I hadn't used it a lot, and now I am. It's called Pocket. Again, this is a totally free app, but when you find something you want to review later on the internet, you can put it in the pocket. Essentially what this does is it takes the URL, the information that you want to save, video, whatever it is, and it downloads it and saves it on an alternative site, which is called Pocket. So anytime you want to go back and review or reread something, you put it in the pocket. It's totally free. It's a great service. I'm finding it very handy because I go through a lot of material in a given day and I just don't have time to read or watch everything, and I want to. So what I will do now is just throw it in pocket. It's just a little click, you drop down menu, put it in pocket, you click it, and it's there. Then you go back and you'll see all the things that you wanted to look at and didn't have time, or it's great as a reference that I knew I saw it somewhere, but it's in the pocket now. So it's kind of a neat, interesting app, and it's really gaining in popularity. So I would highly recommend that you take a look at that. And now I'm going to read you an article that was actually sent to me. It's very short. It's a minute. It's a story. And I think you'll find this interesting. I know I did. And here it is. Just listen to this. His name was Fleming, and he was a poor Scottish farmer. One day, while trying to make a living for his family, he heard a cry for help coming from a nearby bog. He dropped his tools and ran to the bog. There, mired in his waist, in black muck, was a terrified boy screaming for his life and struggling to free himself. Farmer Fleming saved the lad from what could have been a slow and terrifying death. In fact, if he didn't get there when he did, the boy would have surely died. The next day, a fancy carriage pulled up in front of the Scotsman's sparse surroundings. An elegantly dressed nobleman stepped out and introduced himself as the father of the boy Farmer Fleming had saved. "I want to repay you, sir," said the nobleman. "You saved my son's life." No, 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 I can't accept payment for what I did, the Scottish farmer replied, waving off the offer. At the moment, the farmer's own son came to the door to the family hovel. Is that your son? The nobleman asked. Yes, said the farmer, this is my son. I'll make you a deal. Let me provide him with the level of education my own son will enjoy. If the lad is anything like his father, he'll no doubt grow to be a great man. We both will be very proud of. And that he did. Farmer Fleming's son attended the very best schools and in time graduated from St. Mary's Hospital Medical School in London and went on to be known throughout the world as the noted Sir Alexander Fleming, the discoverer of penicillin. Wait, years afterward, the same nobleman's son who was saved from the bog was stricken with pneumonia. What saved his life this time? Penicillin. The name of the nobleman? Lord Randolph Churchill. His son's name? Sir Winston Churchill. What goes around, comes around. I thought this was a great story, true story, and I will make this available in text form in the show notes if you'd like to read it to someone else, but hey, you never know. Now we're going to go to what I will call the, not the gadget of the day, but the software of the day. And I have used this for many, many years. I've skirted around talking about it, but I got two emails this week just by chance of people asking me the same question. Dear Gadget Professor, I have an old laptop or I have an old PC. It works fine. I bought a new one because I haven't upgraded the old one, blah, blah. What can I do with the old PC? It works fine. What can I do with my old laptop or a second laptop? You get the picture. Well, one of the things you can do with it is use Ubuntu. And Ubuntu is a software that's actually free, and it's been free from day one. And over the years, specifically the last 2 or 3 years, they've perfected this to the point where I will go out and say that it's as good as any Windows, Windows 7, Windows 8, or a Macintosh. It works as good, if not better, than any of those. There are absolutely no viruses. The software is totally free, totally supported. All the updates are free, and there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of apps. So if you have a computer that's shot or semi-shot and Windows is all screwed up, erase it, clean the drive off, and put Ubuntu on it. Now, they have a whole website. Actually, there's thousands of websites. This is Ubuntu.com, and this is kind of the main website. It's used in business. This isn't something that's esoteric. It's something that's definitely mainstream, no question about it. In fact, the New York Times said, my Ubuntu setup is faster than a PC and prettier than a Mac. Free, fast, incredibly easy to use, the Ubuntu operating systems provides millions of desktop PCs, laptops, and servers around the world. Ubuntu will work with your existing PC files, your existing printers, your cameras, your music, your smartphones, and it comes with thousands of free apps. So this is something that I would absolutely encourage everybody watching the show to at least look at. And you essentially download this for free. If you have a 386 machine, an 86-bit machine, you want to load the 86. If you have a 64-bit machine, which is what I'm using on my laptop, you'll use the 64-bit. If you don't know what you have, if you have a Mac system, go on the download page. This will be in the show notes, and it will tell you what to download. Now, you're all wondering, like, what's it look like, or what is it, you know? Well, let me show you. They actually have it try it online for free. And this will show you, it will mimic what it will look like. So it's going to load up, it will look like this. And let's just go right to surfing the web. Bam, I mean, that's what your page will look like. It's no different than using Firefox on a PC or using it on a Mac system. And it looks exactly the same. And here's your menu on the left-hand side, your dashboard, your files. Here's your Firefox web browser, the software center, just like if you're using a phone, you can download software. Software is all free for this. It has Office built into it. It has a writing program similar to Word, if you will. It will do, it has Librem Impress, which PowerPoint. It will do spreadsheets. You name it, this will do it, and it's totally free. And you'll see that it works a lot faster and with a lot less clutter than either operating system, a Mac or a PC. So what you want to do with this is download it. You can go to the download area and you will burn it onto a DVD. And then you have two choices. You can boot from the DVD, and don't worry, it's not going to boot into Windows. It will actually boot. The operating system will not be Windows or your Mac iOS. It will be Ubuntu. So when you put the DVD in and you turn your machine off and turn it back on, it will boot up just like that boot screen that I showed you. And it will ask you, do you want to run it from the disk or do you want to install it? Well, if you want to just play around with it, just say I want to run it from the disk. It takes about a minute to load, and it will load on any system. That your PC could be 10 years old. It will work. There's no compatibility issues. Now understand that you're using a different operating system, so don't expect to see the Windows operating system, but what you can expect to see is the graphic interface that I have just showed you. And I picked off Surf the Web. Yes, you can check your email on it. There's your email. Pretty much whatever you want to do, whatever you do on your existing computer, this will do the same thing, whether it's a laptop or a desktop PC. It just doesn't matter. Now, what I like about this is there's no viruses. If you're on a limited budget and you want to reinvent the wheel and bring that PC or that Mac back to life and you don't want to buy a new operating system, try this out. Now, the beauty of it is that when you load it with the DVD and you put try it, it will run just like a normal system, but you're not hurting anything. When you pull that out and reboot your system, it will go back to Windows or your Mac operating system or whatever your system it is that you're using, Windows 8, Windows 7, XP, whatever. So you can experiment with this, and it will do everything that it normally does, except you can't save files because you haven't loaded it. If you like it, you can load both operating systems, both the Ubuntu and the other operating system, and when you first start up, you can select which system you want to go to. But I know many folks, myself included, that just run computers that just use Ubuntu. Now, you're saying, why would I want to do that or whatever? Well, that brings us to another interesting point. And a lot of people now like to put music and videos on a cloud, or better yet, you know how I feel about the clouds, on their own server. So what you may want to do, folks, is take that old PC, make sure the hard drive is clean and a good size hard drive, put all your videos on it, put all your audio files on it, and create your own Ubuntu server. So you would load Ubuntu server onto this PC or Mac or laptop, whatever you have with the big hard drive on it. And there's really not much difference between how you go through the process. You're still going to create a DVD if you were loading just the Ubuntu system without the server. You would just download that if you want to do the server. The server, by the way, works the same way as the desktop, except it has a mechanism inside of it. It has software that actually serves and makes it easy for you to access the files. Now, where am I going with all this? I mentioned this a couple times, and I have finally done it. I have created a Plex server completely on Ubuntu. So I have an old computer that I've loaded all my videos on, all my audio files on, so on and so forth. And I've loaded it onto the Plex server using Ubuntu. Plex server is completely free. I also can download the Player app on my iPhone, on my Droid phone, on my PC, on my Mac, any system at all. You can download a Plex player. At that point, all you do is hit the Plex player. Everything you put on that hard drive server, you can see it graphically, you can see it visually. You click it, bam, it plays. No cloud, no money to pay for storage. You've created your own Ubuntu server for free. How does it work? Flawless, absolutely flawless. I can't say enough about it. Totally free, very simple to do. There's instructions on Plex.com or plexapp.com. There's instructions how to do it in Ubuntu. Huge reference library available on the Ubuntu website, and a huge, just enormous Ubuntu community, and also Plex server community, where you can just email people, I'm having problems with this, or how do I do that? So this is as simple as it gets, folks, and you're off the cloud, you're saving money by paying someone to store your stuff. It's not going to get hacked into because no one knows your server even exists, believe me. And I like it a lot. Plus, if you're running this Plex server, any of those people out there who are using the great Roku box, this will also run on the Roku. Plex server will run on the Roku box. So what you can do essentially is, if you can't find a channel you want to watch on the Roku box, which is hard to believe, you can actually click on the Plex app, which is totally free on the Roku box, and watch your movies right on your big TV, easy as can be, with the Roku box. So look into Plex, P-L-E-X, look into Ubuntu, I think you'll enjoy it. And let me know how you make out. If you have any questions, I may be able to help you if you email thegadgetprofessor at thegadgetprofessor.com. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope that you'll look into Ubuntu. I hope that you'll read up on the Plex server. The Plex plethora of applications has just, every day it just gets better and better. And it's had like a 500% improvement, in my opinion, in terms of upgrades and styling and ease of access. I can't say enough about it. I really, really like it, and I know that you'll enjoy it too. So thank you very much for tuning into The Gadget Professor. I look forward to seeing everybody next Thursday. So long from The Gadget Professor. See you next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor!